I'm sorry I spoke rough to you, fella, Roland said. Will you not set me on with a word? But Oi would not. 15 minutes later, Roland repacked the few things he'd taken out of the cart, spat into his palms, and hoisted the handles again. The cart was lighter now, had to be, but it felt heavier. Of course it's heavier, he thought. It's got my grief in it. I pull it along with me everywhere I go, so I do. Soon Hofat, too, had Patrick Danville in it as well. He crawled up, made himself a little nest, and fell asleep almost at once. Roland plodded on, head down, shadow growing longer at his heels. Oi walked beside him. One more night, the gunslinger thought. One more night, one more day to follow. And then it's done, one way or t'other. He let the pulse of the tower and its many singing voices fill his head and lighten his heels at least a little. There were more roses now, dozens scattered on either side of the road and brightening the otherwise dull countryside. A few were growing in the road itself, and he was careful to detour around them. Tired though he might be, he would not crush a single one, or roll a wheel over a single fallen petal. 5. He stopped for the night, while the sun was still well above the horizon, too weary to go farther even though there would be at least another 2 hours of daylight. Here was a stream that had gone dry, but in its bed grew a riot of those beautiful wild roses. Their songs didn't diminish his weariness, but they revived his spirit to some extent. He thought this was true for Patrick and Oi as well, and that was good. When Patrick had awakened, he looked around eagerly at first. Then his face had darkened, and Roland knew he was realizing all over again that Susanna was gone.